Scripture reading is John chapter 14, verse 6. Let me read. Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters, members of over 10,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet worldwide, GCN viewing audiences, and children of Sunday school, let us celebrate the resurrection of the Lord. Every Easter, we celebrate sharing the joy of resurrection together. We share beautifully decorated eggs and praise the Lord who overcame death and resurrected, watching the Easter performance too. This Easter performance that we had was, I hear that it was much better than the previous ones. How could a single church create such a performance? I hear, you know, even professionals, this not easy for professionals to make such a this kind of a high quality performance. I hear from especially from foreign guests. And for this joy to go on forever, eventually we too have to be born as the fruit of resurrection and go to the Father. Now, how can we all participate in resurrection? The answer lies in today's reading passage. John 14:6 says, Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. Namely, one, only he who believes in the Lord, who is the first fruit of resurrection and goes the way of truth, which is the way of life, can participate in resurrection and enjoy the joy of it. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will live such a life from today so that you will have the hope of resurrection springing up every day. Dear brothers and sisters, those who participate in the resurrection, first of all, believe in the Lord's resurrection. Resurrection is to die, come back to life, and then live forever. We have to die completely and then come back to life and live forever. It is also the perishable body turning into the imperishable body. This is something truly amazing. The change is not within the logical sensibility and understanding of man. But resurrection actually took place. And it'll also happen to us in the future. The first resurrection took place about 2,000 years ago. Jesus was crucified and then came back to life on the third day. In the Bible, at the time of the Apostle Paul, there were many people who had actually witnessed the resurrection of the Lord. 1 Corinthians 15 verses 3 to 8 says, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that He appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. After that, He appeared to more than 500 brethren at one time, most of whom remain until now, but some have fallen asleep. Then He appeared to James, then to all apostles, and last of all, as to one untimely born, He appeared to me also. To me here, referring to Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul always talked about resurrection every time he preached the gospel. Romans 10:9 says that if you confess with your mouth, Jesus as Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. That if you confess with your mouth, Jesus is Lord. I believe you all confess Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead. In your heart. Pastor Dong-Joo Shin is delivering messages about spiritual faith, fleshly faith. Fleshly faith it's useless. You have to have spiritual faith. Fleshly faith is faith as knowledge. It's just a piece of knowledge. You hear it and you know it. That is fleshly faith. With this faith, you can't even be saved. You can't live by the Word of God. So, you must not have this fleshly faith, but spiritual faith. Spiritual faith, which is to believe in the heart. If you believe in the heart, there will be some following things. Those who have believed in the heart, those who believe in the heart, they will have the, they will, it will be accompanied by the deeds, the action. So, the deeds will make you true children of God by cultivating the truth of God, the Word of God in you. So God wanted to gain spiritual children, true children. That is why God is cultivating human beings. It is not to gain those who just believe just as a piece of knowledge and not live by the Word of God. That is not the kind of children God wanted to gain. God wanted to gain true children through this human cultivation. Namely, the essence of the gospel is that Jesus died on the cross to redeem us from sins and resurrected on the third day. If we believe this fact, we can also be saved and participate in resurrection. This is the reason why only Jesus is the way, truth, and life. Do you believe in resurrection? If you do, you are a truly blessed person. But with the development of science, some people do not believe this due to their fleshly thoughts. Even if they believe, what they do believe is vague and ambiguous. At the time of Jesus, those who supposedly knew the best, the Torah and the law, did not understand this way of the cross. Obviously, they did not believe in the Lord's resurrection either. It is as 1 Corinthians 2:9 says, but just as it is written, things which eye has not seen and ear has not heard and which have not entered the heart of man, all that God has prepared for those who love Him. But if the Holy Spirit comes into our heart and testifies, we can certainly believe that resurrection is true. So where does the Holy Spirit come to it? To the heart. 2 Corinthians 2:10 says, for to us, God revealed them through the Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, even the depths of God. They found this owed from China, there's 10 million won more. So it is the exact amount. So if the Holy Spirit lets us know, we know exactly, and you always experience these things. God the Father sent the Holy Spirit so that His children could believe. Furthermore, He carved His providence in various parts of the nature too. Romans 1:20 says, for since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes, His eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made, so that they are without excuse. So, in the nature, we can clearly see the divine nature of God. So nobody can say, oh, I didn't know, I didn't believe in God because I didn't know there was God. Just by seeing the nature, we can see that there is God and we can believe in Him. But you see so many things that are happening in this church, so that is why you have faith. Even just today, in the prayer requests, there is request to change this boy to a girl in the fetuses. It's almost due, and they are asking me to pray for the girl to be changed into a boy. And it's almost due, maybe in the 8th month or 7th month. Does it make sense? You want to change this boy into a girl or vice versa? You believe, so you just... Actually, it makes sense by the work of God. Even boy can become a girl, girl can become a boy. And we have WCDN, World Christian Doctors Network, we have medical doctors who can verify all these cases. Even Down syndrome is healed by prayer. We see this kind of thing so many times. It's the evidence of the living God. Let me give you an example. Have you seen a larva changing into insects like cicada? When the larva goes into cocoon, it looks like it is dead. But after some time, it turns into butterfly that has splendid wings and flies. It may turn into a cicada and cry out loud. Once we watched the cicada cocoon hatch at one of our summer retreats. I was preaching about resurrection. And I was preaching about resurrection, and one of the pastors brought this cocoon to our retreat location. And when I was preaching about resurrection, a cicada hatched right at that moment. It was so amazing. It was that God prepared a visual aid to help us better understand the contents of the message. However, even though God had put evidence in nature through which we can believe, and even though He sent to us the Holy Spirit to testify, there are still some people who do not believe. It's been a long time, but still, I believe there are some of you who were there at that time. Probably they're in their 30s, those who were students at that time. Many of you, yes, are still here. While I was preaching, the cocoon hatched into cicada and it flew and it began to cry right in front of their eyes. And in order to testify about the gospel to them and plant faith in them, I have shown you so many works of God's power. I have shown the wonders and extraordinary things in the Bible, including resurrection, so you could believe. It is in accordance with Mark 16:20 that says, "And they went out and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word by the signs that followed." The disciples went out and preached everywhere, and the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word. Without the work of the Lord, there couldn't be any signs that followed. So they confirmed the word by the signs that followed. The disciples were preaching the gospel, and it was confirmed by the signs that followed. Of course, the power of God. Now, there are manifestations of the power of recreation, which make denying the resurrection impossible. Dead nerves were revived and people came to hear, see, and walk. Legs that had become shortened became longer, and small and deformed ears became bigger and normal. Skin tissues that had third-degree burns were regenerated. That senior deaconess was more than 90 years old and she passed recently. When she got burned, she was in her 60s. She was falling off and she had very weak body. But even after that third degree burn, so I brought her to my prayer house and prayed for her. Her whole body. Fortunately, her face was not burned. So there was we couldn't take the upper body because she's a woman. But it was a bit better than initial stage. Now, how could she survive this? But God healed her anyway, and she became perfectly healthy, and she passed very recently. And how God heals such a thing? There were some doctors that came and saw, but they said it was impossible, and it is only a miracle that she survived. Without the work of God, of course, she couldn't survive such a burn. But even from that state, she became perfectly healthy and she lived long enough. Skin tissues that had third-degree burns were regenerated. Because it was summer, there were a lot of insects and there was foul smell. And yet, I brought her to my prayer house at Jocheon. I was staying on the second floor, and they were staying on the first floor. And also, around that house were some streams, a lot of insects. So I prayed for her two times a day, morning and evening. And I was wondering how God would heal such a thing. And it was so wondrous and amazing. So in the hospital, they scrap kind of just take out all the burnt flesh because it's already burned. So it's useless. And then they try to graft some skin from the hip or some other parts, and then and it takes so many years, and the pain is so immense. And without any grafting of the skin or anything like that, any medical intervention, only by the work of God, she recovered within a couple of months. And by the work of God, by the method of God. So God's method was that it was easy for her. Probably it took a couple of months. I think probably a couple of months or faster. Anyway, I witnessed it was healed by God. Can we believe in resurrection just by seeing this part of recreation? Obvious though it is, we have to believe in the Lord's resurrection to participate in resurrection. Also, we have to completely demolish the fleshly thoughts that hinder us from believing. In so doing, I pray in the name of the Lord that He will participate in resurrection with faith. Dear brothers and sisters, he who participates in resurrection, secondly, obeys the words of the Lord. If we believe the resurrection of the Lord deep in our heart, we will obey His words. Only the words of the Lord are the only way to participate in resurrection and go to the Father. Only His words are the truth that gives us life. It has to be as spoken in Romans 10:9, saying, if you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. And the Bible always has matching mates, but there's many people they just believe what they only believe, what they take only what they want to take. If you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord, you will be saved. You know, they testify falsely. They preach falsely. And there has to be the matches. Just by confessing with lips, can you really be saved? Where in the Bible does it say so? Of course, there are so many verses that say that if you sin, you will not be saved. If you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead. So you have to believe in your heart. Not just in your head as knowledge, but you have to believe in heart. So those who believe in heart, they will live by the word of God. They will walk in the light. They don't walk in the darkness. They don't sin. And they won't become the chaff, but the wheat. They will sanctify their heart. They will try to cast away all forms of evil. And I believe it's very, very, I mean, almost impossible to find such believers as you here. You love God so much. You believe in the heart. You are justified by believing in the heart. So because you believe in the heart, you live by the word of God. And because you live by the word of God, you become more and more righteous. And you are saved when you really confess your faith with your mouth. But just knowing in the head, there's no acts, there are no deeds that accompany. And of course, anybody can say anything. Oh, I believe. But you can't be saved with only confession. If you believe in heart, you'll be justified. only when you're justified and you become righteous, when you confess that faith, you can be saved. But they leave out all these parts and they just say, oh, just say, believe, and you'll be saved. But we have to remember next verse too. Romans 10:10 says, for with the heart a person believes, resulting in righteousness. Those who can go into spirit and hold spirit quickly, I feel sorry for them. If you really believe in heart, you'll go into spirit and hold spirit very quickly. But why does it have to take so long? Men's mission members, if you believe in heart, you can quickly go into spirit and then hold spirit. When you believe as knowledge, with reason, that's not faith. You have to believe in heart. Because you believe in heart, you change and you live by the word of God. And you don't do the things that God tells you not to do. And you do the things that God tells you to do. So you become righteous. And when such a person confesses with his mouth, he'll be saved. So those who are saved, they don't get diseased. Even this morning, from my residence to the church, on the way, there were so many hundreds of sick people, and I was very sorry. Even though I teach the word so much, they don't live by the word, and they get so many diseases, so many kinds of diseases. And today, I pointed out their sins. You don't keep the Sabbath. You don't keep the Lord's Day. You don't give tithes. You pass judgment and condemnation. You commit adultery. I told them, I pointed out their sins for many of them. That is why you get such diseases. So we have to keep in mind such important verses. For with the heart a person believes, resulting in righteousness. So if you believe in the heart, you'll become righteous. But those who believe in the knowledge, they don't have the deeds that follow. So they can't result in righteousness. And with the mouth, he confesses, resulting in salvation. Today we have some politicians too. But anyway, I believe they will realize that the world now is so evil they can't even trust their colleagues. Maybe in 50s, 60s, and 70s, the politics now is so different. You know, at that time, if you betray your own party, then nobody will vote for those people. But now, they don't care. They betray and they criticize each other. And then they are still elected. Within past several weeks, there are many parents, we hear the news, many cases where parents kill their own children. Some parents, they drown their children to death, like babies, several months old. Pastors in Israel, they might be so surprised. But anyway, this is reality. There are a lot of terrorist attacks. So the world is changing so rapidly. It's so very different than 1 year ago, 2 years ago, 1 month ago. Because it is becoming much more evil day by day. In the Friday O-Light service, you saw the performance of Jesus being crucified. And also you saw him resurrect. But at the time of Jesus, at that time they still had goodness. Sin was not so prevailing. So when they came before Jesus, most of them got healed. But today, if they people are as good as those people at that time, then probably all of them will be healed. But even though they're not as good as the people at that time, thousands and tens of thousands of people still get healed. At that time, the sin didn't prevail so much, but now it is so full of sins, so it's not easy to live with faith. But in this church, we have such tremendous power of God, so you get healed, even AIDS, leprosy, all those things are healed too. So without heart, a person believes resulting in righteousness. So it is important to believe in heart. It is very important to believe with the heart, because we can be saved only when we believe the gospel with the heart. Now, what is the evidence that we believe with the heart? It is obeying the words of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, the members of the early church confirmed the fact that if we really believe in the Lord's resurrection, we will obey His words. We commonly use the word Christians or saints. But these words contain such tremendous meaning. Namely, Christians refer to those who follow the Christ, and saints refer to the holy ones. Christians refer to those who follow the Christ, and saints refer to the holy ones. So we say those who believe, live by the word of God can be, are worthy to be called saints. I was praying for hundreds of sick people on my way to church. I was so heartbroken because there are so many sins that they committed, you know, on their envelopes. And they say, saint, but they're not really saints. They're committing so many sins and they call themselves saints. Of course, we have saints in Manmin. Of course, most of them. Most of them are not Manmin members, but they, most of them are from other churches. In Manmin church, there are only, there are few sick people. It's a kind of miracle to be sick here. Such titles were spoken mostly from the early church until the Roman Empire officially acknowledged Christianity. It is a period when there were fierce persecutions against Christianity. In particular, the title Christian was given to the members of the Church of Antioch. They lived holy lives, showed goodness, and preached the gospel following the example of the Lord, and they were commended by the unbelievers. They did not call themselves Christians, but unbelievers began to call them Christians. Of course, some evil people use the title with contempt. Even today, there are some people who use despising words against Christians. These people were called Christians or saints as they became martyrs preaching about the Lord. Some became the prey of lions, others were crucified. Living in the catacombs, they had to watch their beloved believers sleep first, one by one. And yet they did not complain with thoughts like, "The Lord said He would come to take us, and when is He going to come?" They just lived their lives each day praising God. They loved the brothers in faith and paid back evil with goodness and prayed for the blessings of those who were persecuting them. Why did they do so? It was to follow and obey the words of the Lord. They did not believe the Lord's resurrection in vain, and therefore they obeyed His words. Dear brothers and sisters, do you feel it is difficult to live by the words of the Lord? Romans 8:17 says, "And if children, heirs also, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with Him so that we may also be glorified in Him." And to participate in the glory and joy of the Lord resurrection, we have to participate in the sufferings of the Lord too. Namely, we have to deny ourselves, take our crosses, and obey the words of the Lord. The members of the early church did not feel such a life was hard. Romans 8:18 says, "For I consider the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is to be revealed to us." I invited students to my prayer house, Gethsemane prayer house. And I hear that they are so happy, they are so joyous and happy. Some of them are not getting sleep at night. And there are many students from other parts of the country too, from branch churches. Still, we have still a long way to go. But they still came anyway, already. Despite being invited to my prayer house, they are so happy. Just by inviting the students, they are so happy and they cut off the worldly things. They change their smartphones, their cell phones, which is to the ones that they can't really have internet access. And those who didn't used to pray, they began to pray, and they are changing. The students from branch churches too. Just by giving this hope, they are so happy. And the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is to be revealed to us. It can't even begin to compare. As we believe in the Lord's resurrection and to the extent that we obey His words, our faith in resurrection will be affirmed. And gradually, we will have the body and heart that are worthy to have the spiritual resurrected body. Such people can participate in the joy of resurrection completely. I pray in the name of the Lord that all of you will be proudly say to the Lord, I've kept all your words when the Lord comes back on the clouds. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, he who participates in resurrection, first of all, believes in the Lord's resurrection, secondly, obeys His words, and thirdly, eventually they bear the fruit. Our Lord was first to set such an example. He obeyed the Father God because He believed in the Father, and as a result, He became the first fruit of resurrection. Also, He received such great honor by harvesting countless souls that are saved in the Lord. Philippians chapter 2, verses 8 to 11 says, being found in appearance as a man, He humbled Himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. For this reason also God highly exalted Him and bestowed on Him the name which is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee will bow, of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and that every tongue, even those that are under the earth, the enemy, devil, and Satan, and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Even the enemy, devil, and Satan, they bow down before the name of Jesus Christ. So that is why when we can drive away the enemy, devil, and Satan in the name of Jesus Christ. And driving out demons and all these things, I've driven out so many, countless demons, even when there was some millions of people gathered. You might think a senior pastor, you believe senior pastor drives away demons very well. But I said to somebody a couple of days ago, I can't do something. I can't really drive away demons.
Look,
on the podium, pulpit, of course I can pray all the demons, all the evil spirits go away in front of so many people, in front of the crowd. Since the opening of the church, I've done it so many times. But personally, I can't really do that. Why? So I can't really say this for demons. I have to say these some bad words. I have to curse the demon, but I can't really curse. So that's why I can't do it personally. In front of a person, I can't really say these words. So I asked somebody else to say the words on my behalf, so I can't really directly say these curse words to a person. Still, he's a person. They're demons, but they're in the person. So, please be understanding about this. Because the world is becoming more and more evil. There are some people who are stained by evil spirits in the church too. So the pastors, co-pastors, they have to drive away these demons. It's not something difficult. I can't do all these things myself. I heard such a case a couple of days ago. And that's why I said something like that. When God sees the countless souls that are saved through the Lord, how proud He must be. Also, how happy would it be when those souls give Him thanksgiving and praises forever from the bottom of their hearts. And the Father God gave us this way of salvation, not just for the Lord to bear this fruit, but for all of us to bear it. Since I accepted the Lord up until today, I have obeyed the words of the Lord because I believed the resurrection of the Lord without a shadow of doubt. As a result, God the Father let me bear abundant fruits, especially when I obeyed in times of hardships and persecutions for the name of the Lord. He gave me even greater and more abundant fruits. The fruit is the countless souls that have come forth to salvation in this ministry. Also, it is those souls who have changed from sinners into lovely children of God by coming forth to the rock, spirit, and even whole spirit. God has been giving me abundant fruits until now, and I surely believe that the fruits in the future will be even more abundant. And this faith of mine is contained in the painting on the altar. This painting is based on 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 16 to 17. It says, "For the Lord Himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first." The dead in Christ will rise first. Those who believed in Jesus Christ and died first. And they will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we shall always be with the Lord. How overwhelming that will be, that moment will be. On that day, I'll put on the spiritual resurrected body with you and countless other souls and receive the Lord. Especially, those who have accomplished the Holy Spirit will boldly go near the Lord. This is the fruit that I will bear at the end of this march of faith following the Lord. On the day this painting becomes reality, I hope you will also put on the spiritual resurrected body and receive the Lord with me. Let me conclude the message. Dear brothers and sisters, the joy of resurrection is not given to just anybody at random. You can enjoy it forever only when you personally participate in the resurrection. I explained that in order to participate in resurrection, first of all, you have to demolish fleshly thoughts and believe in the Lord's resurrection. Secondly, he who truly believes in the Lord's resurrection will obey His words. Thirdly, when they believe and obey, they will eventually bear the fruit. May all of you bear such fruit and become the witnesses to the whole world of the Lord who lives again. I pray this in the name of the Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, there are hundreds of prayer requests from other countries, and because of the time limit, I can't pray for each of them. And Father, let these people be understanding, and Father, let them receive the prayer with faith. I pray for everybody at the same time from so many countries. I can call out all the names of diseases and names of the believers who requested the prayers. I lay my hand on them. Father, lay your hands on them and let them be healed with faith. Father, heal them. All the germs and viruses go away. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. All germs, viruses go away. And be with all the handkerchief crusades. And give them the blessings of easy delivery. And let the viral infection, Alicia, Honduras, tumor in the uterus, knee pain, prostate problem, old age, eyesight, and let the girl fetus change into a boy, and all kinds of cancers be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit, and give them blessings of conception, give them the blessing of conception. Wang Bingna, give her blessing of conception, and Zhang Li, let the girl fetus change into boy. And Guan Li Na, let the boy fetus change into a girl. Father, according to your will, bless them, let the fetus boy change into a girl, and you know all their prayer requests and lay your hands on them, and there are also in victory viewers, readers, and TV in Russia viewers, answer to their prayers. Lord, receive glory through these believers. Lord, thank you. All cancers, third stage and metastasized cancers, germs, viruses, skin diseases, pneumonia, and all kinds of lung diseases, Father, heal them. Be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit. And also, we have a member in the Congo who wants to become a minister, and let him be appointed as a minister. Bless him. Lord, thank you. While I'll be gone for a month, Father, protect all the church members. Father, protect all the branch churches and local sanctuaries and overseas missionaries and all overseas branch churches, and protect all branch churches, more than 10,000 branches and associative churches. And there will be election coming up, and Father, you know everything, and Father, let most appropriate persons be elected. Father, let the politics become better in this country, and give us more blessing in this country. Father, thank you. And Lee Tenhui, let the fetus girl change into boy. Protect all the church vehicles and church members' vehicles, and let them make no mistakes while driving. Lord, thank you. This Easter, let them enjoy the special noodle. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.